Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We talk about money on this show a bit because none of us know really what to do with money. None of us grew up wealthy. And so it's like, you know, what do you do when you start to make money? Like, do you invest? Do you have a retirement? We don't even know the basics. By the way, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm shot out of a cannon today because we have been giving Lunchbox a hard time because his 401k, and he says he doesn't have a retirement. He just saves change. And we're like, I don't think that's the right thing to do. Like, when I turned 26, I said, hey, just take my paycheck and whatever you do to save, put it in the account. I don't even know how to get it out of there. I don't know if I can get it out of there. But I have a 401k because I've worked with this company for 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're like, Lunchbox, stop saving change and, like, start a real retirement. Well, Eddie comes to the table and goes, you know what? I got to be honest. I don't even know what that is.
I don't have a 401k. Like, I hear you guys talking about it. And I remember my first job ever, them talking about it being an option. And I was like, put more money out of my paycheck into your hands? I'm good. And I never did it. But I was talking to my brother the other day, and he came out of the woodworks with a job that he had like 20 years ago. And he said, dude, they just hit me up one day and said I had $20,000.
Because they take money out of every check. And then when you hit a certain age, I believe you get to take it out.
Yeah. So they hit him up. He said, I have all this money that I didn't even know I had. And I was like, that's crazy. And then I'm so like banging myself in the head. Like, what was I thinking?
I mean, we should do one of those Dave Ramsey classes.
Yeah.
Is it too late for me to start a 401k?
It's never too late to start saving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ever. And you have two kids, Eddie. You have to put through college.
Dude, I think about that every day.
Like two.
Like, I don't have money right now to put them to college.
And they're not that far separate.
Right.
I mean, because you're going to have, one's nine and one's three.
One will graduate and the other one will be going in.
Then it's time for the other one.
Yeah.
So.
And by the time they go to school, it's going to be so much more expensive.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
It really is. And so that talk the other day, I was real quiet while you were talking to Lunchbox about 401ks.
But I don't know anything about it. All I was talking about was savings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the best way is not to save money in a jar.
Not smart.
And you're because a
patron. And that's the point my brother was making.
And someone can go
and
steal it at Lunchbox, then it's just gone.
Someone can steal anything.
No.
They can go to the bank and rob it.
That's why they have.
But there's insurance.
FDIC.
I don't know what that means. FDIC,
the fact
I got that.
The fact that the bank, it was making money in the bank, like my brother was telling me, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, we should get Dave Ramsey back up
soon. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, boy. We're not the show to listen to for financial advice. A bunch of stashing money in oven mitts. I don't even know what a 401k really is.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, listen to this. ICU Chris Salvatore. 31-year-old Chris became good friends with an 89-year-old neighbor, Norma. Norma didn't have a lot of family or friends.
Yeah.
He found out she was suffering from leukemia, and because she didn't have that circle around her, she was taking care of herself.
Wow.
So he let Norma move into her and her cat Hermes, and he's been caring her for the last 2 months, but taking care of her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right?
Wow, that's pretty legit.
Very selfless. So Chris Salvatore, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray. Beloved TV icon Mary Tyler Moore passed away yesterday. She was 80 years old. In other news, in the Philadelphia suburbs, a massive sinkhole's opened up. It swallowed 2 yards and is threatening homes. Luckily, no one's been injured. Crews are pumping cement into the sinkhole to fill it. And finally, in Northern California, the search is over for the two inmates who escaped prison. They'd both been on the run since earlier in the week. Both were found not too far from the prison.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
You know, yesterday Sam Hunt was on, and we were talking after we got off the air. And I do the national countdown on the weekends too. And I was talking to him about the fact that everybody was like, oh man, I don't think your sound's going to work. And like what it was like and how many people said, hey, this is probably not going to work. And so this wasn't part of the interview yesterday, but I saved it. So this is Sam Hunt and myself yesterday. How many people told you that your sound, and I mean, you're not going to know a real number, but your current sound wasn't going to work?
I don't know how many, but most people. Yeah. And it wasn't in a negative way, or it was just, you know, it was just a little different at the time. And
why continue then? If everybody's going, hey, I can't do it, like in your mind, why continue?
Oh, just because nobody really knows, you know, because there's a mysterious equation for success with songs and music, and nobody has it, and we're all wrong most of the time. So I felt like it was music that felt authentic to me, and I was going to give it a whirl, you know, regardless.
So all I'm hearing you say is follow your heart.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Absolutely.
Right.
We all have that radar inside, that instinctual thing, that whether it's music or anything else in life, that tells you when you're on to something and when direction you need to go.
I thought that was a pretty nice little piece.
Yeah.
It didn't happen in the regular interview because he didn't say that while we were on the air live. We were doing some cutaway stuff for the countdown, but I wanted to save that and play that for you guys. And next week, Sam comes in and plays the full Body Like a Back Road.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'm gonna take it slow, just as fast as I can.
Oh, man, it's good. Exciting times, new Sam music.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Bringing you the positivity. This segment is all about good news. I hope your Thursday is going great.
Tell me something good.
I love this. This medical student starts a program because they would go work at kids' hospitals all the time. And so he got a bunch of his buddies together that were learning medicine and pediatric medicine. It's like, hey, let's all learn magic. So they all learn magic and they go to kids' hospitals. And not only are they learning medicine and helping the doctors, they also do magic shows for the kids.
That's cool.
So they learn magic as a group and they go to these hospitals. Aside from their time that they're learning medicine and do magic shows to also bring up the morale.
Ah, I love it.
Isn't that awesome? Amy, you're up.
Well, there's this community knitting group in Boulder, Colorado, and they meet once a week in the back of a knitting store. There's about 40 volunteers that show up and they knit all together, also that they can donate it to children in need. Various things to keep kids warm or whatever.
A lot of people are knitting.
I know.
We get a lot of people like knitting gloves and hats and stuff.
I'm like, should I get into this?
Well, my grandma used to knit and it took her forever. Like, it's a very tedious thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes she made me like a hat and it wouldn't fit because I had a huge head.
So then what would you do? Just kind of act like it fit?
No, I would be like, it didn't fit.
Oh.
So she'd cut it and then start and make it bigger.
Okay.
She'd have to like let it out. Oh, she had to let out a hat from my head. That's the story of my life.
You grew into it, though.
Not really. Lunchbox.
Brody was turning 4 and he was having a big birthday party and he's a big fan of the Cops and so he's cop themed. So one of the neighbors went to the police station and was like, look, Brody's having a birthday party. Would you guys surprise him? So 3 cops showed up at the birthday party and Brody even got to play with the sirens and go, woo, woo.
That siren thing sounds fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a cop car came up and called, say, hey, we're going to come up. I would do that right now after the show.
Yeah.
Like Brody's cool and all, but I would still do that. All right, there you go. There's your good news. Man, thanks for hanging.
Bobby Bones.
Went to dinner last night, so it was up late for me. I was out till almost 9.
Wow. What got you out on a work night?
I'm never here on the weekends.
Yeah.
And if I want to have any, and my girlfriend's never here on the weekends because she's always on the road. So we had some friends that wanted to go to dinner, so we went to dinner. And then apparently people just talk at dinner.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what happens. It's
the thing about talking, I like to make rules. Like we should talk during, pre, and during the meal.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the check comes, it's time to go home. And I really enjoy dinner.
And sometimes you like go, away and go ask for the check?
Oh, I do that all the time. Like I don't let people pay. And go up to the waiter and just like take the card. It's not even because I'm some saint. It's because I don't like the awkward fighting of it.
Right.
Of, no, I want to get it. No, let me get it. Come on. Let me. You know, I just want to avoid all that awkwardness.
Havesies.
And not only that, I like to have the freedom to just leave after I eat.
Right.
Even if we're eating with, just if it's just me or if it's just my girlfriend and I pay before even the meal comes out sometimes.
I think that's more so the reason, just so you can have the freedom to leave.
My thing is, I like to have the last bite, swallow it, take a drink of water, get up, and walk out of the restaurant.
Wow.
It's like, drop the mic, boom, have the last bite, drop the mic,
yeah.
Get out. And so, but last night we talked for a while after dinner. And although it was very fun, I really enjoyed the people we were with, I just am not into that.
Mm-mm.
I'm full.
Yeah.
I don't like to be in a foreign place full.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to be at home.
I like
bed.
To be at home when I'm full. So it was a late night last night.
Yeah.
If I had a restaurant, I would come and I would say, what are you going to order? Okay. I'd have waiters still. And I'd say, okay, before we bring your dinner,
here's your
your receipt.
What if you want to add to it?
Well, tough.
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 You know the rules before you got here.
Okay.
And then as soon as you're done, you're on the timer. Like as soon as you put your knife and fork down, I hit boop, You have 3 minutes to leave.
Wow. But so many people go to eat to either discuss, like, either.
Last time was on Wednesday night. There's no reason to discuss anything.
Socialize or
We socialize. By the way, I'm terrible, as you can see, to hang out with.
I can tell. Like, and I think it's made you a little grumpy today because you were out late.
Yeah, I was out late last night. Then I couldn't watch any Office last night. Which I've watched every episode probably 4 times, but I'm obsessed with going back through it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was good. I had a good, it was a fun dinner. I just like to leave right when it's over. Even when I'm by myself.
Right when it's done.
Last bites. Sometimes I'll leave with food in my mouth too. Is that weird? Like I'll put it in
what?
My mouth. Yeah, yeah. I'll be like, I'll even get up like I'm walking away and take a bite and walk off still chewing and be like, all right, thank you, God. And get out.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm in a hurry to get things done. You know, I rush and rush until life's no fun.
Yeah, see, life's no fun.
All I really want to do is live and die. I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Yeah, you don't know why.
I don't know why. I had to try so hard. Anyway, that's what
good
I did last
point.
Night.
That should be a song.
If I'm grumpy, that's why.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Manchester, New Hampshire. A woman and her husband were both injured when she decided she would pull out her sword and show her husband her new sword tricks.
Oh, no. This is not a good start. Oh, no.
Let's just say that she sliced a gash in her forehead and she sliced up his hands trying to do different tricks.
Oh, she sliced her head?
Look at her face.
I don't want to see a picture. Oh!
Man, we don't need to know.
I believed you.
Yeah, but I don't know what kind of sword trick she was doing, but yeah.
I just wonder her history with swords. Like, did she just get her first sword? It's like, watch this. Dang.
I don't know. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I felt kind of sorry for you, kind of bad for you.
Why?
Because we were talking. Amy is adopting 2 kids. A few years ago, Amy went on a mission trip for like a woman's conference to Haiti to it. And she went to an orphanage and she'd been trying to adopt domestically. And because she'd been moving so much, that wasn't working. And you weren't planning to meet your kids.
No.
But you met your kids and you're like, these are the 2 kids that I want to adopt. And so she started the adoption process with 2 children in Haiti. That at the time it was a baby and like a 5-year-old or 6-year-old.
Yeah, he was 2 and a half, almost 3. And she was like 5. Yeah.
So fast forward to now where he's 6
and she's 9, almost 10.
And they're going to be here in March, April-ish and live at your house and be like your in-home kids. It's crazy. We've been waiting for years.
Kids.
Yes. Because they're your kids now.
I know.
They're not just
like hanging out for a little bit. Like they're permanently there. I'm trying to get used to the thought of that, which is awesome.
So they're coming over and Amy's husband is a pilot and travels a lot. And so Amy has a job where I thought you were going to leave. And for a long time, that was just what we talked about. Like, when you do leave.
Yes.
And you go raise your... And then it got to where you were like, you know, they're not babies. They're going to be in school. I don't have to leave the show. But you do need help because you're going to be gone at times when he's gone.
Exactly. And I leave for work so early in the morning. Nowhere else is open at that time. Like,
so Amy said, I have to find a nanny. And now, usually when I hear nanny, I'm like, oh, look at Posh Spice.
Right.
I mean, just in my head, because I didn't have a nanny. You didn't have a nanny.
I agree. No, I didn't. My mom raised me.
And so people are like, oh, look at Miss Money Pants with the nanny. And you were like, you know, I don't like saying the word nanny because it sounds pretentious.
Yeah.
And so you had some other names that people were, or I guess you were trying.
Well, listeners sent me some suggestions.
Okay, run some of these by me. Let me hear what some of these are.
Warden of the Children.
No. That sounds terrible. That's a terrible name. That's a terrible name. I would never even repeat that again. Because that's a bad one. Okay, next.
Nursemaid?
Nerd, no.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Executive Director of Child Development.
No. That's
too long.
That's a job at the YMCA.
That's like my other one that I mentioned, Child Care Technician.
No.
Mary Poppins.
I mean, I just think nanny's the word.
Okay.
Because I know you have this concern that people are like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm like.
Not the smother.
The what?
The smother.
I don't know.
It's combining second mother.
No.
You don't want another mother.
You don't want another mother.
No.
Yeah.
Home life assistant?
She's just a nanny. And you told us you found one and you have her now.
Oh, yeah. She's locked in.
Right.
Locked and loaded. Ready to go.
I mean, she could always say no.
No. Well, I guess I haven't had her signing thing yet, but no, she wants this job. She can't wait for the kids to get here. And I'm like, I need you, so don't go anywhere.
We're just calling her the nanny.
Ah, okay.
We have to. And
all
just
right.
People can just understand. I mean,
the nanny.
I feel bad that people were giving people you grief about that.
Yeah,
but it's either Amy quit this job or she gets someone to help with the kids while she's at work.
Right. And when my husband's not flying or off doing things, like, he can take them to school and get them up and everything. But I just leave the house so early, it's impossible to do all that.
Well, I'm glad you're staying.
Okay.
I also think it's great you found a nanny, and that's just her name. We have to settle on that.
All right, we're settling on it.
All right. This is the Bobby Bones. At BobbyBones.com, there's a blog that Amy put up. It's about makeup.
Yeah, it's about how to get a nighttime look, because a lot of people have their daytime makeup that they wear to work, but when you're going out with girlfriends or on a date, you may want to up your game, and I have no idea how to do that. So my friend came over, taught me how to do it, and we made a tutorial video, and it's me actually doing it, so that proves that if I can do it, you can do it.
So it's called your...
nighttime look.
Your nighttime look.
Does that sound weird?
It does. Sounds like something only your husband should see.
Oh, I wore my nighttime look to Dierks Bentley.
Again. Oh, my.
I got compliments on my contoured cheeks and my glittery eyes.
BobbyBones.com to see that blog. Rocks! Ah, it's the jam right here. You don't have to put on the rocks. Do you see he's losing his voice? Like Sting is, Eddie?
No, he is?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, just from singing all
Listen
these years?
Listen how high he sings.
Yeah, he sings really high. Yeah. Dang. Rocks!
The Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show. So a lot of colds happening right now. Weathers are changing around the country. People are cold, disgusting.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Amy found a cold remedy. What do you have?
Yeah, and it's all natural. You can make it at home. 5 garlic cloves, 1 tablespoon of ginger, raw apple cider vinegar, a lemon, and 2 red chili peppers.
I love that band, but that sounds disgusting.
And I'm pretty sure, like, well,
can we put that up? Because what you said, I'm not going to remember.
Oh,
we'll
put it
at BobbyBones.com.
We can put it up. I just feel like anybody that drinks this, it's going to get rid of your cold, but, like, your girlfriend, wife, husband, partner, whomever, is probably not going to want to make out with you.
Does anyone still make out, though? Like, in this room?
No.
Oh, is that not a thing?
I don't think so.
Oh. Like, what do you mean you make out? Of course you make out.
You still do?
But like, yeah.
You with your wife? That's cool if you do.
How do you not make out?
You just sit there and look at each other?
I'm totally... What? How am I with Lunchbox on this?
Like,
Lunchbox and I making out's
like... Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for more than, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't give your wife the tongue?
What?
No.
I don't make... First of all...
Wait, you don't make out with your girlfriend?
No, I don't make out.
What in the world?
But I don't make out. I don't really make out anyway, and I'm a little bit disgusted by other people's mouth, period. Because I'm
so confused on this. How can you date someone and not make out with them?
We kiss. Eddie, yeah. I'm sure you kissed your wife.
We made out before, like a long time ago.
When we dated for like the first 3 months.
You should go home today and make out with her.
No, I'm good.
Absolutely.
That's your wife.
It's not bad. I don't want to make out with her. It's just weird making out for like a long time.
Like, there's those things like you should never quit dating. Mm-hmm. You know, there should be like, you should never quit making out.
So Amy and Lunchbox on the same side.
Weird.
Like, Eddie, do you realize that it's like, we're the bookends.
Yeah.
You're the longest married, and I'm in the shortest relationship.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't have to make out. I can get my point across.
That's my thing, too. It's like, we don't need to make out to show each other that we love each other.
I don't think it's about that.
Man, it's just fun to make out. What are you talking
time?
About?
Like,
we have connection time.
Yeah, connection time's different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Y'all should go. Your homework assignment.
No.
Go home and just make out with your girls.
And get audio.
I don't want audio.
We want to hear this.
I don't. But I mean, I want to know if they're like, oh, hey, that was nice. What's that for?
I'll ask her how she feels. And if she feels... I don't know. That's a weird thing.
And make sure she knows that we're not talking like PDA. We're not talking like public makeout. Yeah. I'm just talking about like at home makeout.
Like a
Mike D, our phone screener, is in. And Mike D produces the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. There's a new one that's up with Kelsey Ballerini. And you can hear that. We spent over an hour talking. Mike, what are 3 things you learned during the Bobbycast with Kelsey Ballerini?
She wasn't signed when she wrote her first single.
This song here, she was not signed. And her record label shopped it to other artists. And they didn't take it, and she took it in number 1 song.
Wow.
Number 2, Mike.
She doesn't have a wedding date planned yet.
Yeah, she's like in no hurry to get married. They got engaged.
Wow, so she's engaged, and they don't have any idea when they're getting married.
Because I went right for it, and I was like...
I'm sure you did.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Yeah. No, she's not.
How would you know if you don't ask?
That's true.
Yeah, and then I asked, what was the other one?
And she's taking her mom to the Grammys, not her fiancé.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I made a promise whenever her mom moved her here when she was like 15, they moved over here together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, if I ever get to go to the Grammys, I'm taking you. She's like, I know I have a fiancé, but I promise my mom. So. Yeah, boy, I'm iHeartRadio.com/BobbyCast. Keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I wish
in your arms.
It's good. Eddie's oldest is now 9. Eddie Jr. is 9 years old. And I guess you guys are having an issue with the kids menu now?
Well, yeah, a big issue because he's outgrown the kids menu. Like, he, the best thing about going out to eat with the family was that the two kids ate in the kids meal, so the kids menu. So it was like less than $4 for them to eat. Now Junior's like 9. He's really hungry and he orders a lot of food. So he orders off the adult menu. I'm like, we got to keep it in the kids menu.
Oh, so you want him to stay in the kids?
Absolutely.
But is there an age limit on the menu? Like, you know,
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen one.
I guess not, because we could probably order off the kids menu.
Right.
It's just less food.
Yeah.
Right. Is that right? Like, do if you guys order off the kids menu?
No.
Okay.
But you just don't want to pay for the extra food. He's hungry.
That's my point. Is this like maybe two kids menus or something? I don't know. I feel like the adult food is too much. The menu is
He's
too
at
big.
A weird place.
So you need an in-between.
Menu exactly. Purgatory.
Exactly.
In between the kid and the adult.
So what do I do, though? Like, do I make him get the kids menu and then maybe eat the rest of the little guy's food?
Is it cool for him to order off the adult menu? Does he enjoy that?
Well, now he wants to because it's more adult too.
That's what you do. You have to do that.
No way, dude. That's expensive.
Okay, what do you? It's not going to be that much more than two kids menu items.
That's true.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you're talking $8. Sometimes an entree can go up to $15.
Okay, think about those.
What about the appetizer menu?
He can only eat off whatever you guys get.
Okay, there we go. Now you're talking.
Yeah. But here, Judge Common Sense is going to rule on this one. He now orders from the adult menu.
Oh my gosh, my little guy's getting too big.
He can eat all the time. He's 9
Dude,
now.
Dude, he eats a lot.
Remember we were 9 to 14 and we just ate nonstop?
Yeah.
And it was like the thing.
Like, we never bought gallons of milk. It was just kind of the half pint or half gallon. Now we have to do 2 gallons.
Because of him.
He's drinking a lot of milk.
Really?
Yep.
There's a dinner. Not our producer. What? 40 under 40 or what? What is that something Morgan was telling me?
Yes. Oh. Nada got it.
There's a Nashville Business Journal. What? It's like people under 40, if you're good at business, if you win business.
There was 200 people nominated, and it happens every year. And then 40 are selected, and you have to be under 40 years old. And it's just that you're making waves in the business community.
So you won an award.
Person. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Just be honored at a luncheon.
Okay. Here's my point, because I didn't know anything about this. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And they were like, you can go, but it costs $100 a person or $1,800 a table. And I was like,
wow.
What?
Yeah. It's like a, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lunch. I know. I looked at it too, and I was like, I almost replied back. I was like, yes, I want to be there.
But the kids menu. And then can I please get the kids menu at Nada's awards luncheon?
And I almost hit send not looking at the little sheet that had the price. I thought they were just inviting us, you know? And I'm so glad I didn't hit send, because that would have been so embarrassing, because she would have to reply back, well, where's your $94?
Is that what it, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Secondly, that's a lot.
I know.
Does it go to a charity or do they just buy more magazines?
I don't know how that works, like, but I was shocked because I was like, well, wait, do I just go by myself?
No, I will go.
No, that's a lot of money.
Bobby will pay for me to go.
I like where this is going here. Let's take a round of Never Gonna Get It. I give you a question. I don't think you'll get it. And if any of you guys want to call in and take a shot, if the show misses, you're welcome to. 877-77-BOBBY. Although, just being honest, I have no idea what the prize is, or even if there is a prize if someone wins. Like, I have no idea. Do we even have prizes, or do we just send them like something that sits in the room? Morgan, our producer.
We have some CDs.
Okay. Listen, I can't promise you what. I don't know. Yeah. So.
But I mean, we normally get it, so it's fine.
Oh, no.
True.
All right, never going to get it. Here is your question. Utah is the state with the smallest percentage of people who do this.
That was easy.
Utah, it's state. Smallest percentage of people who do this, never going to get it. Everybody got their answer down?
Oh, yeah. That was easy.
All right. I hope it's okay, yes.
Okay, I hope it's okay. Okay, Amy's going to go, beep. No. Go ahead.
The smallest percentage of people that protest Mormons.
That protest Mormons.
Yes.
Wow, interesting guess there. Lunchbox.
Come on, guys. It's easy. Utah, drink.
Oh.
Oh,
Eddie,
come on, bring it.
Dance.
Oh,
they don't dance in Utah.
Where's that song?
Dance? What?
Sorry. Now.
Solid guess, LB.
Take a shot. I'm going to grab some calls. Utah, the state with the smallest percentage of people who do this. Never going to get it. Mr. Bobby
Bones. I was going to say, and you got to do a comedy show at the Paramount.
Okay, we're off the air arguing, but in a playful manner. Amy and I were, right? So, before I take this, what happened was, Amy every year does a charity event in Austin, and you don't run it, but you're just a part of it.
No, I host it, but I support the organization personally. That's, yes.
So it's happening, and this is the long story short to get around
get
this.
To the point.
Last year, I did the show, and I headlined it and did stand-up comedy.
Yes.
That's not the only thing that happened.
In order to do that, you had to sacrifice a role hosting a TV show because the taping dates were interfering, and you kind of had to pass that, which was a paying gig and a hosting something on TV.
It was a network TV show.
And you kept your commitment.
A cable network TV show, yeah.
Right. So you kept your commitment to do the charity show.
Yeah.
And you were like saying, because I was saying, anyway. And then I was like, hey, but you got to do a sold out show at the Paramount in Austin.
And that's when we came back on the air, right then. So,
yeah.
But Brandon Ray's playing it, who's one of the best.
Yes.
And so that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, and tonight, Amy's doing Nash Chat. Natalie Stovall is on.
So cool.
Her After Nashville show. Mm-hmm. So people always wonder, what do you talk about in the middle of shows? We just kind of poke at each other.
Yep.
Amy was showing me a picture of her in her cheerleading uniform yesterday.
I put it on. Well, Bobby put on his letter jacket. And I was like, well, my cheerleading uniform's hanging in my closet.
And she sent me a text. She goes, look, it still fits. And there was nothing in the text. And I wasn't going to reply back to her and go, hey, send me that picture of you in that cheerleading uniform. So anyway,
I didn't attach the image.
She just pulled it up and showed it to me.
It's a boomerang. I'm doing one of my signature cheerleading moves, too.
Yeah, what was that?
Like a, what's it called when you like jump back and kick your legs back?
Oh, a herky.
Like a Hercules?
Herky.
Oh, a Herky.
A Texas T.
No, I can't do that. What? I actually really can't even do the jump I'm doing in this, but I try.
Never going to get it. Ready? Let's see what we can do. Utah is the state with the smallest percentage of people who do this. Amy.
Stay single.
Stay single. Ah, Lunchbox.
I was close, Amy, but it's commit adultery.
Oh, Eddie.
I know it. Make out.
We have Utah on a pedestal, man.
Let's go to Randy in Indiana. Randy, hello.
Hello.
What you think, Randy?
I think it's divorce.
Oh, it's not divorce. Ooh, thank you, though. Hey, one. Chance, never going to get it. Utah, they do less than what?
I think it's farming.
Nah, not farming. Let's try one more. Hello, Zach in Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yoga.
Ooh.
Good one.
Not yoga. Let's go to Lori in Iowa.
Smoking.
I believe we have a winner there, guys.
What? That's correct.
Just 12% of Utah residents smoke.
Wow.
The lowest of any state. Never going to get it. She got it. Lori, congratulations. If you hang, you'll get an awful prize. How about that?
Wonderful.
All right. Always keeping it real.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I've never had coffee. I think today, if you were to say I've got the perfect coffee for you, I would try it.
Okay.
I just wake up and I'm just out of it. And I stay out of it. I just don't want coffee to last for like 8 hours.
It won't. Coffee's not 8 hours.
It smells terrible.
Yeah. I could give you some black tea if you want to start with that. Same type of caffeine.
Listen, I go two ways. Not at all or hard.
Okay.
So if you were to recommend something, it's not one of your concoctions, but I have to get something from like Starbucks or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to get something all dolled up. For sure.
Am I a dolled up kind of guy?
Yes. Like you're going to be straight up in there. I'll take a mocha frappuccino with extra whip. And
yeah, but that's a lot of calories though, it sounds like.
Listen, sometimes you just got to sacrifice. What if we gave Bobby like a...
Talk it out. I'm actually thinking about this for the first time.
What if we got him like a triple shot latte?
Ooh.
So you don't want to do sugar, like nothing sugary?
Yeah, okay.
Generally in my life, I'm trying to stay away from that.
Fine. You can omit the whipped cream, but you could get like, they have almond milk, coconut milk.
Totally.
That has
we
a little
can go
more
skinny.
Flavor. And we, yeah. But you don't really drink a lot of milk.
No.
So
Listen, I've never had coffee. It's just now I just need it. I need something. I stay up. People say, hey, just go to bed earlier. I can't.
Do you like chocolate milk?
Mama. Oh. Okay. Bear poop in the woods.
He's got to go mocha. He's got to go mocha.
That coffee tastes terrible to me, though.
Yeah, that'll help it.
You won't. This will all be fine. You
won't. So what do I feel like if I take coffee the first time? Like, explain to me. Is it like an adrenaline rush?
Yeah, you can be ready to go. Yeah. You can go, woo, let's go. Come on.
In fact, it'll be so interesting to see how you operate on coffee or espresso for that matter, because that's what I think you should do.
But if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't get that coffee at that time.
You're going to need about 3.
You're probably going to need to get an espresso maker.
See, this is already costing too much money for me.
You can have the one Luke Bryan gave us.
Okay, do I want to try this today or no?
Yes, you do.
Are you for real right
Amy,
now?
Amy, I've been struggling.
Yeah, like, this will help.
And I'm telling you, I've got like 3 or 4 projects that I'm writing, so I stay up and just write and write and write. And by the time I know it's 11 o'clock, then I get up 4 hours later and I'm like, I need something. Mm-hmm. And everybody's always talking about this coffee.
I know, it's the new thing.
I mean, everyone's doing it. Everybody's doing it.
Oh my goodness. This would be so amazing. I need to see you and then time how long it takes for it to hit you.
I'm dragging a bit. So I'm into it today if we want to try it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. It can't last like 5 hours.
It won't.
It won't. If you don't want, we can make it. We can make it last 5 hours, but it won't.
We're not gonna get you like jet fuel and like coffee.
I pull out my calendar today because Morgan just walked in and was like, "You have every minute is full today until 7 p.m. tonight."
But listen, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, what's amazing about you is once you start something, if you actually kind of like it, you don't stop.
So it'll be all the time.
I know. If you have a busy day, I can see Bobby like every hour on
another
the
one.
Hour at Starbucks.
Another one. Another one.
He just shows up with his empty cup and he's like, can you fill this
more,
back up?
Please. Okay, I'm into it. Listen, it's a slippery slope, and if you put me on the road, I'm going to slip down it. But it's up to you, Amy.
Hey, I have nothing but love for coffee, so.
You say do it?
Do it. Mm. This is not some.
I just got a text saying get a caramel macchiato.
That's going to be a lot
heavy.
Of sugar.
That's heavy. It tastes great, though.
Yes, that is
Amy,
the jam.
Amy, you orchestrate this. Whatever you guys bring back, I will drink.
Oh, you want me to go to Starbucks for you?
I don't want you to go. I need you here to by my side.
Oh.
But I need you to organize and send someone.
Okay.
And get it back as soon as possible.
All right.
I'm going to try this new thing.
Ooh.
Saw it on the news.
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah? There's a whole special, the Dateline special about it.
From this place it's really hard to find called Starbucks.
I've never had coffee. I've never tasted coffee. It just smells terrible. Oh, my goodness. You're going to have a triple shot latte unless you put tons of sugar in it. It tastes terrible.
No, I got you.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You just put on there whatever.
And I keep liquid stevia in my bag. You're good.
And for the first time, I'm going to do this.
This is crazy. I've known you for so many years, and I never, ever thought this day would happen.
I've hit a tipping point.
You would think you're, like, doing something really amazing, but you're just having coffee.
It's either drink coffee or quit the show. You guys pick.
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. We're going to do it. It'll probably be here in how long? How long to make coffee? Like, 8 hours?
What?
I don't know the rules of coffee.
No, we just need to
you go and you pick the beans.
Starbucks.
They have to go pick the beans, right?
You have to defrost it.
And then break it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's not going to take long. Okay. We just got to get the order.
All right. Morgan, is this a good idea?
I might get options for you.
Yeah, I want some coffee too.
It's not about you.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Oh, boy. Now everything's expecting me to buy coffee every morning for everybody. Ain't happening. You know. I'll wait for it. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm already feeling energized. Eddie's drinking it right now.
So. No, it's tea. No, don't let me fool you.
Oh, hi. Denny in Nashville, I'm glad you called. I've never tried coffee this morning. I think I need it. They're off to the coffee store, and they're going to bring me back some coffee. You're telling me don't do it.
Bobby, don't do it. My wife's addicted. She can't function if she doesn't have it every morning. I don't do caffeine at all because I don't want to have to rely on it. So for her, it's every day she has to have it. So for me, once in a while, yeah, maybe I'm a little bit tired, but not every day. I know you're a practical, pragmatic guy, and you can take a couple of days here and there where, okay, I'm a little tired today. But to have to rely on it every day, not a good thing. And people that try to quit, it takes a good week of massive headaches to get off the stuff. I had my wife off it at one time. And then she had to start again.
All right, now I'm scared. Now I'm scared.
Man, every party has a pooper.
Man. Oh, I just pooped all over us. Bobby Bones Show. Where's my coffee? I haven't had it yet. I'm already irritable when I don't have it.
Yeah.
You're telling me I should be irritable, so I'm already irritable. Hello, Stephanie in Northern Virginia. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Bobby?
It is Bobby. Is this Stephanie?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how you doing?
Good. Listen, I'm calling to save you from yourself.
All right, go ahead.
I've never called into a radio show before.
Hey, everybody, no!
Right? I'm a newbie.
Newbie!
Listen, seriously, I've never done this. I feel so strongly about it. Don't let Amy and Lunchbox peer pressure you into the coffee.
Okay, why? What happened in your life?
Oh, it's terrible, man. I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but, like, I was rocking a seriously nice body, and then coffee, and I met, and it was terrible.
What happened to your body? Let's talk real.
Seriously, I, like, started out with regular coffee, and everything was going good, still rocking a nice bod, right? Had twins, still looking good. All of a sudden, somebody introduced me to the caramel macchiato.
Hmm.
It was all over after that.
Mm, how much weight did you put on?
Nothing tastes better. Nothing tastes better or smells better than a caramel macchiato.
Talk to me in numbers here. How much weight did you put on with that caramel macchiato?
Dude, I'm 5'8", and I weighed 130 pounds, and I now weigh, are you ready? Don't fall to the floor, 195 pounds.
Now, do you blame the twins or the caramel macchiato?
It was not the twins, because I was still rocking it forever until I met Starbucks.
So you put on that much weight because of caramel macchiatos? Like, how many were you drinking?
Okay, I have to admit, I'm a bit of an addict, but that's the whole point.
Yeah, so am I.
That's the whole point. You can't stop once you start. Don't do it, man. I'm telling you.
Like a Pringle? What?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
We won't give you the caramel macchiato. We did get you one.
No, bring them all in. If we're going to go, let's go. I don't do things halfway.
Vanilla latte, mocha latte, and caramel macchiato.
I go balls to the wall. And you know what that means? That's an old term where they would take the ball and push it like...
Pilots would take the ball
and push it forward.
That's
to
right.
the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, stop it. Okay. Thank you. I don't want to do any more coffee calls. I'm waiting for my coffee right now.
Yeah, they're going to make you not drink coffee.
Bobby, in a few years, you'll be like, I used to be rocking that body. My body was banging.
I used to weigh 120.
Oh, see? You want to make a joke. Fine, I'm out.
Hey, I didn't say you weighed 120.
I'm out.
That was Eddie.
And all I know
that was
is
a funny joke, though.
A couple of these people in the studio, they're like, you know, I stopped drinking coffee like at the new year.
Yeah.
But you're recommending it to me.
I did because of my diet. As soon as my diet thing's
I'm
over,
diet
I'm back with you, dude. We'll get coffee together. I'll make runs before work, but I'll pick it up.
There are plenty of people that, you know, eat right and take care of themselves that drink coffee.
Totally.
They're fine.
I don't know of them. None of them.
Sure.
All right. Well, it's on the way. Is it here yet?
No.
Okay. Why not? Hanging out with the Bobby Bones
Show. This story entertains me. There's a woman, she's 29 years old. She married a guy, Peter Grooves, 92.
Tell me her age again.
Well, I mean, it's entertaining to me, this story.
Just one more time, tell me her age. Just one more.
She's 29.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like reverse 29, 92.
Maybe that's their thing.
Yeah.
They want to reverse their numbers. Let me read you this story. Eyebrows were raised, according to The Sun, after Charity, 29, wed the very rich Peter Grooves, and a picture of their wedding went viral. She was looking for love, and she found it with Peter Grooves, who was described as very rich by the local media, a fortune in stocks and shares. Quote, it's a sad day now that women don't know how to work hard. They just want to find a man. He'll very soon die, and she'll inherit his riches, and that was her goal. Now, a little unfair just to assume that. Like, why can we not, really, why can we not even fathom that it could be love?
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
That it's
real. Rough. Yeah, go ahead.
Like, she's legit attracted to him. I'll give you maybe 1%.
Oh, so you're only giving me 1%.
Giving you 1%, she's legit attracted to him.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
We just assume that she's using him for the money. We don't know how long they dated. Maybe they've been dating for 10 years and they finally tied the knot. You don't know.
If so that's
she
creepy.
She was 19.
That's an 82 and a 19-year-old. That's even creepier.
They're 63 years apart.
Yeah. So, here's what I have to say about love. Love is love is love is love.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, yeah.
So.
I mean, notice I didn't say that she's after his money. I just said there's maybe a 1% chance she's attracted to him.
29 and 92. Makes the world go round. Love does.
I mean, Betty White's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'd, you know.
Okay. No,
I love her.
Everybody's acting like this is like crack or something. I've never tried coffee before, ever. And I was like, I'm hurting, and I'm not sleeping. I need a little get me up and go. So there are three kinds of coffees in here. And so they're all from Starbucks. We don't have a relationship with Starbucks, any sort of endorsement. This is just all organic and natural. Our band, The Raging Idiots, even recorded a song called Starbucks with Kelsey Ballerini. What do we have here?
We've got a vanilla latte, a mocha latte, and a caramel macchiato.
I got the sleepy in my eyes, I got the foggy in my brain. I know I'm late to work, but I gotta stop along the way. Walk in to get my coffee, make my order like a boss. I'll take a venti double mocha, I don't care about the cost. And while you're at it, can you make it in a kettle? And take it and shake it up and add some fruity pebbles. There's a tip jar on the counter, I'm about to make it rain. Hey, it's Bobby, I'm not Booby, please stop messing up my name. It's Starbucks, I'll be filling up my cup. Starbucks be jacking me up. Starbucks, 10,000 degrees. Yes, I'll take a Danish, I need something to eat.
All right, so I wrote a song, and I had no backing. I just made all that up, but I'd never had Starbucks before. I got to be truthful behind the music.
Yep.
Never tried Starbucks. Wrote a song called Starbucks. All right. Smells like crap. I'm going to let you guys know. Coffee smells terrible to me.
But give these a
Which
whiff.
One should I grab first?
Wow. I think...
ML?
The best tasting.
You want to go
Amy.
Awesome first?
Just give Amy
okay,
just
then go,
feed
go
me.
Caramel macchiato, go.
Oh, yeah. Oh. This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Never had coffee.
I hope it's been...
I don't want to say it. Guys,
Jess, you
got
to drink it, dude.
It smells like when I pick my dog's dookie up and I put it away from my face so I don't smell it.
Starbucks, I'll be filling up my cup. Starbucks, be jacking me up.
Oh, he's about to be jacked up.
Starbucks, 10,000 degrees.
All right, here we go. It's warm. Warm coffee. Yeah, here we go. It tastes so bitter. Like,
bitter? Even the caramel macchiato with whipped cream?
That tastes so bitter, guys.
What?
And I can feel my breath being bad. Like, right now, immediately, my breath is bad. Like, every disgusted coffee person who ever talks to me, I'm that person, right? I just transformed into them. They're like, what?
Disgusting coffee
Ooh,
person?
That's rough. That's rough.
Womp, womp.
Do I feel better, though?
Like, yeah.
You're going to need more than one sip.
Oh, guys, that's rough.
Well, when you started with the best one, I'm so glad we started with the best, because...
Is this one bad for me?
That's the one that'll make you gain about... 50 pounds.
That woman called 80 pounds.
I mean, I don't know if she was drinking 10 a day.
She said she had one her life and she put 80 pounds. All right, let's see here.
We going to the new Starbucks. Yeah. Hopefully they got some Sarah McLachlan playing or something.
I think he was.
I love that music. Woo!
I mean, that's just not that.
Wait,
it's just not that good. Like,
I feel like you're starting to like
it.
Yeah,
me too.
For those that are just turning the radio, I've never tried coffee in my life. This is my first taste of it. I mean, yeah. Hey, Morgan, is there any like dog pee too you can bring in? I can take. I can try.
Oh, come on.
No. Okay. Ugh. It makes me want to dry heave. Yeah, Eddie.
Your poop face that you first had in your first sip, like that's gone. On your second sip, you had normal face.
Okay, I'm trying.
I feel
again.
Like you were liking it.
Yeah, let's see third sip. Normal face.
I mean, it's a little more like hot chocolate
now.
Yeah. I'm not getting any feel up. I'm not getting any feel right now, though.
It's gonna be a minute.
But before you make a final decision, you need to try the mocha and the vanilla.
If they're worse, I'm out.
No, they may not be worse. They're good.
I need a palate cleanser.
That's great. Toothbrush.
Yeah.
Water.
Like, what if I just drink this one today?
Okay.
Okay. Here, give me this other crap.
Yeah.
This stuff does not taste good. I'm doing the check mark. What's this one?
That's vanilla. You should do mocha because you love chocolate.
I do love chocolate.
Yep. Get it.
Do you have any? Okay. It smells like awful. Okay, wait. What's this one called?
Mocha latte.
Mocha latte. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
little something I made. Little invention I made. I'm going to try out here.
Oh.
Ooh.
He loves it.
No poopy face.
Oh.
That, you know what? I don't know if it's because the other one has covered my mouth in absolute disgust.
Oh, okay.
That it's, you know how you,
It's like it's been lubed up with gross stuff.
Gross. Do you like caramel or chocolate better, just in general?
They're pretty much the same to me.
Okay.
What's this one?
That's the vanilla latte.
Is this the one I haven't had yet?
They all taste
the
same.
The vanilla is going to be the least.
Whatever. They taste like bitter. They taste bitter. I'm going to just.
No, do the vanilla. Go.
Nope.
Poopy
face is back. Oh, that one hurts.
Okay, we'll go back to.
But when do I start feeling amazing, guys? That's the only reason I wanted
it.
Bobby, you've had like 3 sips total.
No, I've
had
like
6 drinks.
I want a black coffee, no sugar, please.
Yeah, in a dirty mug.
Isn't that?
That's how I drink it. Like
somebody go to a diner and get me a all black coffee in a white little glass.
That's funny.
That's what I want. All right. So,
okay. Hit that mocha. Throw it back.
You're not ready for the diner coffee.
What's the one with the least amount of calories?
Get that mocha. Out of all 3 of those, if you like the mocha, that's your best bet.
This one?
Yeah.
It's not the worst for me?
No, that caramel macchiato over there, that's the worst for you.
Okay. I'm going to drink this. Okay, let me taste again, make sure.
Oh.
It really isn't that bad. This is not that bad.
It.
Good. That's the one.
Hey,
we found it.
Cheers.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, he's in.
I feel like we just got a new person to party with.
Oh, no.
Except we don't drink coffee anymore, Amy.
Amy does.
I do. Speak for yourself.
Amy's the one that got me into this trap. I'm having another drink. I just want to experience the rush now.
Yeah, it's about to come. No worries.
Rush.
All right. Woo! Let's go. Yeah.
So Amy Grant's daughter donated a kidney to her best friend.
Wow.
Yeah. Amy Grant's oldest daughter, Gloria Mills Chapman, donated a kidney to Catherine Dudley on Tuesday. The surgery, a success. Both are recovering. Gloria goes by the name Millie, is 27 years old. So
that's
awesome.
Amazing.
Selfless. When we talk about these people who donate organs, and they're never any sort of connection with us. And we're always like, well, how crazy would that be?
Wow.
And it's not like we hang out at Amy Grant's house.
No.
But we do know she exists and met her and she's been in, and I mean that's crazy. It's Amy's daughter. How proud of a mom would you be?
Yeah. If your daughter
created someone who was that selfless.
So it's like the ultimate selfless act.
And Millie, I don't know if you're listening. If you do listen, I don't know, but that is awesome. And that is a tell me something good for sure. So tell me something good does come up in just a few minutes. Also, we'll talk to Shay from Dan and Shay. He had a baby, not last night, but the night before. So we'll see how that's going. What's it like, Eddie? You're a dad of 2.
Mm-hmm.
The first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days after your first baby.
Rough. A lot of learning, a lot of staying up, no sleep. The baby really doesn't sleep. I mean, they kind of like dozes off for a little bit and then wakes up, and it doesn't know the clock. So it's at all times of the day and night.
Do you just watch it?
Yeah. And then my wife was just with him all the time. And, you know, just like I would kind of go out to the living room and play video games or whatever. But like that was my escape. But my wife would never leave the baby. The baby was never left alone for like months.
Is that normal?
I mean, I didn't know any different.
But did you read online? Like
we've read books, some books, and they said that it was important to leave them in their crib or whatever, separate them from the mom for a little bit, but she couldn't do that.
What about when your second son came along?
Oh, much easier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Months at a time?
Leave them in the crib.
Yeah?
Yeah. My wife and I would go out to eat. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was just a lot easier because you're used to things and, you know, you're not so stressed out about it, because when your first baby comes, you don't know anything. And then everyone's trying to give you advice. And so it's tough.
What's the best of it? I'll let you talk to Shay.
Okay.
You have a baby. Yeah, he's going to be on in like 7 minutes. I tried coffee for the first time this morning, and I'm still working this one a little bit. I'm drinking a maca latte cappuccino. It's one of my favorite. I don't even know what I'm drinking here.
Also known as a mocha latte.
Yeah. I mean, I just wouldn't want to speak to anyone within 5 feet of me. Because my mouth feels like a raccoon crawled out of it and died.
Because you've never had that taste in your mouth.
Fine, ever. But okay, it still feels like...
It's true. Us, sometimes when you know you have coffee breath or somebody else does, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, but to us, you just smell like you drank coffee.
Right.
Not a raccoon died in your mouth.
Yeah, we're not like, what raccoon crawled up in you and died?
Let me have another one of these drinks here.
Okay.
He likes it.
I can't believe how fascinated I am with watching you sip it.
I don't like it.
Oh, I can tell you like it.
But just,
come on.
I'm just not as disgusted by it.
Let's just get that thing done. Chug. Chug.
No. Chug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug.
Stop it. This is not... I'm not
My Aggie ring is not in there.
It's, not, it's not Animal House.
Nice. Nice. Big
one. Amy's the Aggie. And they dropped their ring in a big
in
beer.
Pitcher of beer.
They have to drink the whole thing and then swallow the ring and then it comes out.
I've
and
seen
they,
it.
They put it on the fridge.
That's
how it goes?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not how it goes? Oh, that you swallowed it and then it comes out and you take it and you put it on your finger.
No, you catch it in your mouth.
Well, that doesn't seem safe.
Usually people throw it up anyway.
Yes. I will say I was not good at chugging that beer.
Okay. Shay is coming up in just a second.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. We'll
build it. On the phone right now is Shay from Dan and Shay. Hey, good morning, Shay.
Hey, man, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, but my life is exactly the same as it was 2 days ago. You, on the other hand...
I heard you just tried coffee for the first time, though.
I did. It hasn't hit me. Like, I don't feel amazing yet, but I want to talk to you because you had a baby, dude. Like, you have a human that's like you now.
I did. Man, it is the craziest feeling ever. As you can tell, I probably need some coffee right now. It's it's been a long couple days. Dude, it's the craziest feeling, you know. You have all these friends that tell you, you know, it changes your life from the first time you get to see that baby that you made, and it really is the truth, man. It was just a, I don't know, it's hard to describe. I don't know. It's a lot better than trying coffee for the first time, I think.
Are you in Arkansas right now?
I am, man. Oh. I had to, you know, I wanted my baby to be in Arkansas, so yeah, we had the baby here.
So, okay, I want to start at the beginning. So you meet this girl. I'm just kidding. No. I want to start.
All right, so this is how babies work.
So Tuesday night is when you had the baby, or Tuesday afternoon? Like, what time?
Yes, it was at like during the afternoon, about 2 o'clock.
Did you know it was coming?
Yeah, man. So we came in Monday, and it was supposed to be just a routine, you know, doctor's appointment. You come in every week at some point. And, you know, we were kind of at the week appointments, and we weren't supposed to have them really until next Monday. And we get there, and we're kind of chilling. She's like, you know what, actually, we're going to take you over to the actual women's center so we can get you, you know, do some checks and whatnot. So this is Monday night. And so we get in there, and she's like, well, you know, actually, we're going to have this baby tomorrow. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So Hannah hadn't brought any of her clothes. And she's from Franklin, Arkansas, which is about 10 and a half hours away. And she hadn't brought any of her clothes because she had been at her mom's. And so, yeah, we were there, and we had no clothes, and we had to go back and get those. So that was fun.
So, okay, they say tomorrow you're going to have a baby. And right now Shay is on the phone from Dan and Shay. He's a new dad. I guess your internal clock then has to speed up on, okay, I need to be as prepared as possible. Like, okay, it's showtime now. And do you sleep the night before?
We tried. I think I got about an hour of sleep because I was too excited. It was like Christmas morning, but like, instead of, you know, you're getting a child, a human being. So it was just a bigger moment. I don't know. It was really hard to sleep.
Were you in the delivery room?
I was. I was. I watched it all go down.
Oh. Wait. Did you watch the baby enter the world?
I sure did.
Wow. What do you think? You've done that. Do you recommend that?
You know, I would, because at first I didn't know if I could, you know, it would be weird to watch or, you know,
yeah,
whatever, but it really is like the craziest thing in the world. And I don't know, I think I was there for the beginning of the birth, and I wanted to be there for the end of it, you know?
You were there for the beginning. We hope. We assume. Okay, so the baby comes out, and it's the first time you see the baby, and what are you thinking to yourself?
Oh, God. That was it. I was thinking, oh, God, what is that? It was the craziest thing, man. Like, it comes out, and it's, I was afraid because I've heard, like, when they first come out, they look like aliens, and they totally do look like aliens, but he was the cutest little thing when he came out, and I don't know, man, it's hard to describe because, you know, for 9, it's really more like 10 months of the birthing process, he was, you know, inside there, and I'd rub her belly and talk to him and stuff, and it was really weird because when he came out, he was crying, and I went over there and I actually like cut the umbilical cord. And
wow!
And he was crying, and as soon as I started talking to him, I was like, "Asher, it's your dad," and he completely stopped crying, and everyone was like, "Whoa, it's pretty crazy." But I've been talking to him for like 10 months, so he like knew my voice and stopped crying. That was a crazy feeling.
Did he come out with a full beard?
He did.
Yes, I expect nothing less. Hey, so did you sing to him? Have you sang to him yet?
I did. I sang to Hannah like a lot. So I didn't have my guitar in the hospital, but I did sing to him a little bit.
What'd you sing to him when he was born?
Oh man, I have no idea. Random things. I honestly can't remember. I haven't slept much, Bobby. I don't know what's really going on in my life right now.
Shay is on from Dan and Shay, who's a new dad. He's got a baby boy. He's at home in Arkansas right now. Like, life has changed. It will never be the same, but you have to continue on.
Right.
You got to make money to put this kid through college now.
Yes.
Got to feed the kid.
Don't stress him out.
No, I'm just saying. What I'm getting to is Dan and Shay are going back out. And so they have a tour, and I saw the announcement, and two of my favorite new artists are opening up for you guys. So you want to talk about that for a second?
That's right, man. I'm so excited, first of all, to get back on the road. But it is going to be an adjustment to have, little Asher back home. But I'm excited to get back on the road with Bailey Bryan, and also Jackie Lee is going to be coming out with us for another leg of it. And I think actually the first show that Asher's ever going to be at is the Ryman Show. We're playing the Ryman for the first time. I think the 24th or 27th maybe in Nashville. So I think Asher's going to come to that, and that'll be his first show experience with Dad.
Well, man, that's crazy. Bailey Bryan and Jackie Lee, two of our class of 2017. Like, we only picked five people, and you sniped two of them and took them with you. Like, nice move.
Well, dude, we just looked like, okay, this is obviously the best choice.
Obviously, yeah. So, okay, how many hours did you sleep last night? Like, what you got?
How did I sleep last night?
Yeah, what'd you do last night? How many hours?
I would say two. It was hard because they brought in the baby every 2 hours to feed, so you kind of stay up through the night. But, it's not bad. He's the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
It's not bad. He's tired right now.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Does he look like you? Do you see yourself in him, Shay?
Dude, it's crazy. He really does. He looks exactly like me. And he has Hannah's nose, but he's just a little mini me.
Would you recommend that you go into a career of music?
Man, I don't know. If he loves music, that's awesome. Maybe he'll be like a super good guitar player, and he'll come on the road with that. But I hope he's a lot smarter than me and becomes like a doctor. Like, that doesn't have to suffer in the music industry. It's not harder than being a doctor. I just hope he's a lot smarter than I am.
Wow.
He'll do something school-wise. I don't know.
New dad. There's Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay. Hey, on a friendship note, congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
Awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
Professional note, good luck with the tour, bud. And I'll see you soon. I'll see you around.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys so much, dude. I miss y'all. Hope everybody's good. And I hope you like that coffee.
I don't. Hey, has anyone been talking to you? Listen, is word on the street kind of trickling out that I'm running for governor of Arkansas? Have you heard that around town, like maybe at the local diner?
Man, it's been all the rage.
Yeah.
I've been hanging posters. I've been actually campaigning for you down here. That's kind of the reason.
Now he's making fun of me. We took a bad turn somewhere in this. All right. Hey, good to see you, dude. Or talk to you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Bye. Take care, guys.
Right, man, that part about
I'll cut
him.
That interview like that. And this is How Not To from Dan and Shay, their new song. Well, I don't know how not to think about you when it's late at night and quiet. And I know that I ought to be the one who is strong and just moves on. But I'll probably turn out your road, knock on your door, fall back in your arms, wake up in the morning, hating myself for the way that I can't help the way I still want you.
I was just thinking that part he described about singing to his baby and then, the son's just the crying stopped. How amazing that must feel, because the baby did recognize his voice from the whole time that the baby was in the womb. Like, I just can't even imagine having that happen. I'm sort of jealous of it, but it's awesome. Yeah, you're
worth a heartbreak. A baby.
I know.
Man. But I don't know how not to think about you when it's late. Just move on. There you go. Man, that's crazy. Old Shay had a baby. A UFO spotter claims that the Google satellite caught him in a fistfight with an alien. Yeah, he says it's a little blurry, but you can definitely see it.
It's a little blurry.
What's your thing on aliens? What do you think? Just give me your... What do you think about aliens? Go.
There's not aliens. Right.
Okay.
Bobby, what do you think about aliens?
I can't say there is. But there's so much that we don't know about.
I would agree with that.
There's just... Basically, we're a grain in a humongous tank of grains.
That's so deep.
If I got to get deep, man. I don't want to take it to the next level.
Don't get too deep here.
So I don't like to say that things don't exist when I have no idea.
Right.
I've never seen one.
Right.
I don't think there's some conspiracy that we've covered them up.
Mm-hmm. Although.
But I don't say there's no such thing. I would never say that.
So I do like Men in Black, though.
Yeah. It's the first one.
Just the first one, yeah.
I thought the second one was okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah, some people claim they've been abducted and probed.
I know.
You know.
Fist fights.
This guy, yeah, it's on there. We can post a story on Facebook if you want to see it. Ray, you believe that guy or no? What do you think about aliens?
No, that picture, first of all, is just like that's not an alien.
Okay. What about Bigfoot?
I believe in Bigfoot.
You did? Ray, our producer, wasn't Bigfoot, Amy?
No, I don't think so. Too many fakers out there. Like, where is this
Lots
Bigfoot?
Of fakers. I think there could be a creature-ish thing.
Well, sure, there's lots of those, but it just seems like all the people that claim to have come across Bigfoot, it's always fake.
Loch Ness Monster, Ray?
Not Loch Ness, because it's just such a big thing, and I don't know how it survived.
What?
But
yes!
Bigfoot's like a gorilla. Like, yeah. There's a gorilla-type thing living in the woods.
But you go yes on Loch Ness?
Yeah, Loch Ness Monster.
I don't think Loch Ness Monster exists. Too big and too small of an area.
No, it's legit.
Elvis is alive. True or false?
Who? False.
False?
Yeah.
What about Tupac,
false.
Though?
False.
Alive.
False. No.
I saw him.
He's not living by the name of Machiavelli on an island. No, you
didn't. No, I did.
You did not see Tupac.
I did too in New York, I swear.
Okay.
What? No. This is a
Bobby Bone show. Bobby Bone. For the first time this morning, I tried coffee. I came in, I was dragging. And I was like, Amy, I got to do it. So Amy went and ordered me a Macca Lotta. And so I had it.
It's a mocha, like a cafe mocha.
It says
like
ML.
Mocha latte, yeah.
That's what I said. So I have this.
You said a mocha macchiato.
And I drink it, and it just said nothing to me.
Yeah.
Or for me.
You're just like a man of steel.
Guess so. Don't feel great. It just tastes like crap. And I guess I'll finish it, but whatever you're supposed to feel with coffee, I don't get it. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to, woo, jump jack. Nothing's happening.
For me, once I have that first cup, I can be more focused and ready to go and take on the day. Like, boom, day, what you got? I'm here. I have my coffee.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah. Or if I drink a cup before I go to yoga, you can believe that I'm going to be busting out some great moves.
Yeah. Maybe it's a slow setter on me.
Uh-huh.
It's not there yet, though.
Well, maybe coffee's a downer for you.
How do people have coffee after dinner? Like last night.
Lindsay, some people, it just caffeine affects people differently because some people can have full straight up caffeine after dinner.
Lindsay and I were at dinner and we went with a couple of our friends, and they said, hey, you want a dessert or coffee? And I was just like, coffee? Because we didn't finish dinner till late.
Yeah.
I was like, who would drink coffee this late? Maybe it's decaf, but then if it's decaf, what's the use? This stuff tastes like turds. What's the use of decaf turds? Like, at least get the benefit of it.
No, I love a good decaf latte at dinner.
Ugh.
After dessert.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Well, I'm getting the hang of this whole couple's dinner thing, though. It's the perfect environment for me.
Why? Because everybody else...
I don't have to be the clown on the unicycle. Because if I go to dinner with someone, it's always like, all right, funny boy, be funny, go. With Lindsay, perfect. She is like, you know, musician, you know, crazy good stories. And we're with two other people. It's awesome. And we went to dinner with people we liked. And
well, that's
good. It was just like, it was good. We had a good time last night. I'm kind of into this. I can be a little more social with three other people, like couples. The couples thing's good for me.
Yeah.
The singles thing, not being single, but like going one-on-one dinners and lunches, that's not good for me. Because I have to ride the stupid unicycle and be like, let me tell you a story. I'm all out of stories. I tell them all right here between 5 and 10 a.m. Central every weekday morning on the Bobby Bone Show. You want to hear a story? Here's a recording. This is me before.
Or here's iHeartRadio.
Yes,
the app.
Download it. Listen to the Bobbycast. There's a lot of content up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happened. But I was out late last night, and I think that's why I'm dragging. but the coffee's doing nothing as of this point. Nadia yells at me, is your heart racing? Then I started to get scared.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's because I used to drink Red Bull and coffee.
Oh, is that a thing?
Whoa.
Bobby, wait a minute.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Wait, it's really bad. Did you mix them?
No, I would drink like a Red Bull and then a coffee and then another.
A coffee bowl? I think I got something new we're going to work on.
Oh, maybe we should mix them.
Oh, because this thing tastes like, it's awful tasting.
Yeah. It's not
I'll take one coffee bowl, please. Dude, can you imagine that one?
Red Bull latte.
And then, you'd be ready to take on the world like crazy. Is there a coffee crash? Is there that?
Sometimes, yes.
There is?
I think for everybody it's different, but I can't lie to you that, yeah.
What if I have a 5-hour energy mocha bowl?
Serious question about 5-hour energy. Do you have a crash from that? Like, no. When the 5 hours is up?
No. That doesn't give me 5 hours. No. No.
Wow.
I'm telling you, my body is a weapon.
You're indestructible.
I don't even know why. I wish it wasn't. It's cursed.
Be nice.
I've probably seen every Dick Van Dyke episode and every Mary Tyler Moore episode just from watching old television. Mm-hmm. And so she died at 80 years old. And she's one of those two that I had like a crush after they were already grown out of the person they were. Like, I had a Marsha Brady crush and she wasn't a kid anymore.
Right.
Like, when I was a kid, I was like, I have such a crush on Marsha Brady. But she was already like in her 40s or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a crush on who was on TV.
Right.
Same thing with Mary Tyler Moore. I was like, man, she's beautiful. Fun.
Yeah,
and the show came out. This is the Mary Tyler Moore theme. You know the words?
I might.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
So, rest in peace. Provided lots of entertainment and enjoy the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play a game. Can Amy name that old school show?
Okay.
Some of these are going to be so easy for you. Okay? Ready?
Ready. I'm in. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Just the music.
That same beat over and over?
Anything?
No.
Come on, what'd you have?
The very first beat, I heard the Brady Bunch.
Is that your answer?
Well, no, because I didn't hear that. Okay, just the music, no words? Yes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Here's a story
of
a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in curls. Here's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own.
Okay.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, right?
I like that.
Okay.
Okay, you want another one?
Sure.
Name this one.
Happy Days.
Yeah!
Yeah.
So, for example, it'll go like this.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Monday, Tuesday.
Wait, you're right.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, and then just for you.
Okay, good.
Great. That's awesome.
Okay. All right. You're 2 for 2 on old school TV shows.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm in. Golden Girls.
Yeah.
All right. Jam.
It's.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, we're on wrong key.
Wrong key.
It's a tough one to hit. Hold on.
2.
Thank you for being a friend.
There you go.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true.
Oh, that's high for me. I can go way lower, but that high is tough.
We should do our favorite part of that one.
Thank you for being a friend.
Because, Bobby, if you threw a party.
And if you threw a party.
There you go.
And invited everyone you knew. You would see the greatest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Man, if it was a Nat key, rock and roll key, I'd call that rock and roll key.
Woo!
I'd have nailed it.
Wow, I'm 3 for 3. What you got?
Okay.
I'm in.
You're playing by yourself, Amy. You can say it whenever.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, that's right.
Sit right here on the liberty.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know if I know how to sing this one. I used to watch it, but... You don't sing this, now I think about it. Huh.
Man. Kind of a hit.
It's black and white.
I don't know. Bewitched?
No. So if I do this, and I don't know the exact words, but I watch it, and I don't think there are words. That's why I was like, I don't know. It's just like this. It's like, welcome, da-da-da. With Johnny Mathers as the beaver.
Oh.
Zabba zabba as the deer.
You're right.
Yeah. Debba debba de do. Do you know what it is?
Hold on.
I think Johnny Mathers. You may look that up. Johnny
Mathers.
Yeah,
he's Leave It.
Leave It to Beaver?
Leave It to Beaver. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Dang, I was waiting for that. Green Acres is the place to be.
Never hit that one. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, who is the beaver? Johnny Mathers.
Look at
Billy Mathers. No, he was the guy that does sold stuff on TV. Why does it take so long to Google?
What was the... What?
Leave It to Beaver. Who, guys, it takes 1 second.
Who was the
you're
beaver?
You're a fast Googler, to be fair.
Eddie, don't Google who was the beaver.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that. Uh-oh. Don't do that. Do not hit images.
It was Jerry Mathers.
Jerry Mathers.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, Google took me a whole lot of direction.
Well, because I Googled the name you said, and that was some other singer
Jerry
or something.
Jerry Mathers as the beaver.
I just think it's safe to say that nobody on the show besides Bobby could ever enter a Google contest.
I would be
terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm terrible. Just, Eddie's over there.
Backspace. My computer goes to Ask Jeeves.
My thing is, I never know what to ask Google to get the answer that I
right.
want.
What I'm is, like, what's that beaver TV show? And it's like, yes. Are you sure you want to continue? No!
It's like, must be 18 years or older
yeah.
to
care. Nope. Go to dinner last night. Let me tell you about these waiters. And I'm someone who waited tables for years. Tell you about these waiters. They come by. They're like, hey, man, whew, these Brussels sprouts we have, fantastic. I'm like, really? They go, yeah. I mean, I compare them to some of the other places in town. Like, these are the best Brussels sprouts in town. I'm like, really? You don't take them then. What else? You know, it's special. So, well, our sirloin, best in town. Like, I compare these other places in town, it's the absolute best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, really? I guess I'll take that then too. If you're like, if you're just keeping it real, because he's like whispering, it's like he's giving me a tip, yeah. Like a tip at a horse race. Like, hey, bet the number 7 horse in race 3. Don't tell anybody I told you. So I'm like ordering what he tells me. Not thinking much about it. Grab the menu, look at it. They're both the most expensive item in their category.
Oh.
So just be on the lookout mm-hmm. when people start recommending things. That A, it's either the most expensive thing, or B, it's something that can go bad.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
That was my thing when I was a waiter. It was like, ooh, if we don't get rid of this tonight, like we have to throw it away. So that's what I would be out recommending.
So as a waiter, did you ever do this? Because this, it boggles my mind when this is the answer I get back from a server. I say, well, what's your favorite thing on the menu? And they're like, honestly, I've never tried anything. I'm like, wait,
they should never say that. They exactly, should lie. They should say the most expensive thing.
No, don't like, lie. Go try something and then tell me what your favorite is.
You lie in that scenario and because it's all personal taste anyway and your taste may not match mine. So you just lie anyway. Say the most expensive thing because you get the biggest tip.
Well, I just feel like whoever is managing the waiter or the waitress or whatever, they should have some sort of a sit down and be like, hey, let's sample everything so that you guys know what what it tastes like.
Here's the problem with that. What? In restaurants where the menu is always the same, that usually happens where everybody knows it.
True.
Where it's constantly changing, it's harder for a waiter.
Yeah. Well, I don't go to that many that constantly change.
But... You do because they're fresh.
Okay. I'll give you that. Like farm to table type stuff. Okay.
And we went to a place last night that was farm to table, like a double date.
And they have the best Brussels sprouts in town.
Guys, hey, listen, don't tell anybody. Listen, come here. Shh. Meet me in the alley. Hey, now nobody's looking. Shh. Over here. The sirloin. Get it. I'm out. And I'm like, dang, all right, hot tip. I guess I'd get that underground info, insider trading. Like, let me get some of that sirloin then. And so it was a good meal. And I said, hey, can I get some deviled eggs? And they were like, oh, we're running low on deviled eggs. And I was like, okay, can I get some of those deviled eggs you're running low on?
Yeah.
It's not
right?
Like you're out of them. And it's like, well, we're running so low you can only get them at the bar. I was like, well, can you walk over to the bar and get me some? And they couldn't.
Right. What does that mean?
I don't know.
They're like, we're saving them for more important customers. Hey,
listen, if you don't tell anybody, that sirloin's great. Get that.
It's like $30 more than everything else.
It was so expensive that it was priced by the ounce. I ended up not getting it. I ended up getting like pork belly or something.
Oh, and it said like market price?
It was like whatever per ounce, minimum 12 ounces. And it's like, I'm not even doing the math. Like, I didn't come here, you know, to take algebra. I'm just here to eat a meal and talk to some friends. But
so did you sneak your credit card to the waiter to get out
Lindsay
there?
Lindsay did. She got.
She did?
I'm telling you something. I don't even know why this girl dates me. But we're together and she goes to the bathroom. And that's what I like to do because I don't like there to be awkwardness of the meal. It's like, I like to pay. Because there's always a fight. It's always like, let me get it. Nah, let me get it. And then it starts off pretty nice. And then by the end of it, we've dumped the table over and we're spitting on each other, fist fighting. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. This is your man and you want to pay.
Yeah. It's on. And so, but Lindsay gets up and goes to the bathroom and she paid for all four of our meal. And I had a feeling she did that because she's probably the kindest person ever. And she comes back and she sits down and I'm like, oh, no, you just did it. Didn't say anything. And they brought the check and they handed it to her. And my friend, the guy, because they were married, the guy was like, oh, let me get, and the card's already in it. And Lindsay's like, oh, I already got it.
She won.
You win.
Yeah. Do you ever do credit card roulette?
Yeah, but only when it's a bunch of dudes.
Okay.
And only when everyone will do it. Because sometimes we'll do it and some people won't play. Mm-hmm. And when if one person doesn't play, you can't do it. Because then you got to, can you split up 80% of the check?
Credit card
roulette's a lot of fun.
It's so
but
fun.
But it's so expensive if you lose. Because what credit card roulette is, you take all your credit cards, put them in a hat, and the waiter draws.
Yeah.
Either one to win it, or you do the last man standing, and the last one in pays for it.
Okay,
Rules are determined beforehand.
Yes.
And then you do it.
And it's so fun. Except for last time I played, my one friend that just had lost his job, and we all felt really bad for him, but he still wanted to play. He put his credit card in the hat, so that's on you. And his got drawn. The waiter came back. He had a Southwest credit card, and I was secretly hoping it was not going to be him. And the waiter came back and was like, somebody just got some Southwest points.
And he's like, womp, womp. But you made him pay. You had to pay.
Oh, man, I hope you get a job.
Yeah. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Hillary Scott is coming out with her own line of clothing. It's called Labellum, which is an obvious reference to Lady Antebellum. And there's going to be a big launch on the Home Shopping Network in April. The clothes are supposed to be like bohemian chic, like her style. Pretty cool. So Connie Britton and Kyle Chandler, you know, from Friday Night Lights, Coach Taylor and Tammy Taylor, they are talking to kind of about what it was like to work on the show. And Connie said that they were never allowing writers to give them an affair or allow them to have an affair. Like if they wrote it in the script, they had an agreement that they were not going to do it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're like, not happening.
I never watched Friday Night Lights, so I don't know her as Tammy Taylor. I know you do and you love that
so
show.
So good.
But I was reading an article because they wanted to bring that show back for a few episodes to Netflix for everybody
so
now.
Cool.
And they were, I think maybe Bill Simmons, so I listened to it. And he was talking about these guys and how hard it'd be to get each of them back to the show. Mm-hmm. And there were some big actors on that show. Like the guy that played Apollo, he was on Friday Night Lights.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
And it was like, no chance. You know, you're not getting him back.
Yeah, probably not.
And the guy who played like John Smith.
Tim Riggins.
Oh, Riggins. What's he doing now, though?
No, he was in Lone Survivor.
He was in a bunch
of stuff, and they were like, really hard to get him back.
Really?
And they were like, Connie Britton, probably hard, but maybe
Sean Nashville.
Kyle Chandler, like, hard to get him back.
He's on Bloodline.
So, but then they had some of them, and they were like, oh, for sure, he come back tomorrow. Yeah. He's working the DQ. He'll hop down and... But it was an interesting article. But people love that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those that I know is really good, and I've never seen an episode, but everybody talks about it so glowing.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
When you finish rewatching The Office.
Too much good new stuff as I watch old episodes of The Office.
Exactly.
But I'm doing that because my girlfriend's never seen it. This is her way to explore me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, whatever you say. I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The headline is Your Childhood is a Lie. Swallowing gum is totally fine.
What?
Because we were always told it took 7 years to pass through.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Mm-mm. The new White House press secretary revealed in a Washington Post article that he chews and swallows 2.5 packs of cinnamon Orbit gum before noon.
That's not, I don't advise that, though.
First of all, this guy says all kind of stuff anyway.
Right. So
I don't
believe it.
I don't even know if he chews gum. But secondly, he said, quote, I talked to my doctor about it. He said it's no problem.
Oh.
So, but then the doctor does say, adults are going to be able to pass gum pretty readily. He's a gastroenterologist. Maybe saying that wrong. I don't know. Complications from swallowing gum in adults are rare, so you can chew and swallow gum all you want.
Wow. Remember how, our parents and teachers, they used to always say 7 years can be stuck in your body.
Tomorrow, a whole pack of gum, we draw a name, chew and swallow it.
No. The whole pack or one piece?
That's what this guy says. He says, chews 35 pieces of gum a day and swallows it.
Yeah, I don't believe
that. Is that alternative fact or not? There's that. I mentioned earlier, I was like, hey, I'm watching the old episodes of The Office because it's something that I love and my girlfriend does because I feel like that's my favorite show ever.
So she's getting to know you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Right.
Let me tell you this thing that she does, though, because she'll fall asleep sometimes watching it. And so, have I told this story?
Yes, about she laughs.
Or she's a faker. She's a faker. She's doing it last night. She faked it. She'll laugh, and I'll laugh, and then she'll go, like half a second behind, because she's half asleep, and she's out, and she'll just wait for me to like laugh. And
that's funny.
You didn't know this story?
Nope, I didn't know that story.
Did I tell you that too off the air?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway,
we talked about this.
We'll be like sitting there watching it. Like, I will be sitting on the bed or on the couch and we're watching The Office, and something will happen. And I go, and then like a half second later, it'll go, like, you laugh.
Yeah. That's so funny.
And the body's been tricking her.
So now what I do is I'm a manipulator.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her lying about it anymore. So there'll be parts that just aren't funny at all. And I go, and then she'll go, you're asleep. You're asleep. Get up.
That's funny.
And so now it's like a back and forth. So now she's on the other side of it where she won't laugh at all for anything. So she'll withhold her laughs for even the funny parts. So I can't bust her for it's just a game.
And then when you're really laughing, you're like, what are you doing? That was funny.
And she's like, was it?
I don't know.
Relationships are all a game. That's what I've learned.
Well, yours should be interesting.
Cat and mouse. And I'm quite the mouse.
I mean, I feel like we need to hear Lindsay's side of things.
There's
sometimes.
No other side. My side's the side. See, that's how it goes.
Oh, no. The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Our whole show is up. Bobby Bones Show on demand. If you go to iHeartRadio. Also at iHeartRadio, you can listen to the Bobbycast. Spent over an hour at my house. I do a show there with Kelsey Ballerini, one-on-one. You'll also find Bobbycast with Maren Morris, Craig Campbell, Chip Esten from Nashville, Amy from The Bobby Bones Show. I think there are 33 different episodes.
How'd you book her?
Oh, man. I had to go through a lot.
She's rough to get.
Yeah. It was a tough one.
I'm sure it was a filler. Actually.
We'll see you tomorrow because we'll do the dance parties tomorrow. Also, Brett Young will be in to play. He's going to play a couple songs live. Dance party. It'll be a good Friday. Appreciate all you guys. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.
Bobby Bones. Show.